Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the I Love Politics Show. I'm your host, I'm B. Sayers. I thank you for taking the time to listen in this evening. It is Tuesday, December 8, 2015. It's 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. This show comes to you from Texas. I do politics, I do praise, and I do productivity. These are three things that's on my plate daily. These are three things that have gotten me through life, and because I've been committed to these three things, I've been able to prosper, and I'm thankful for that. It's work, it's faith, it's prayer, it's love. And so my show today is titled, What is Love? What is Faith? What is prayer? And what are works? This has been, there's been some rough days all through November and now right into December, politically speaking, rough days for a lot of people. I can take those days in stride because I understand politics. I'm a hard worker. And I understand faith. But we have a presidential candidate, the front runner of about 14 presidential Republican candidates. He's an idiot. I say that in the definition of the word, not to be negative at all, but it's the truth. I heard him say, he made a broad statement, sweeping in a whole group of people. And he said that he don't understand what people are getting upset about because lots of people, he filled the place where he had a meeting and all of the people, thousands of people cheered what he had said. They cheered for me, he said, because of what I said. But I want to tell that front runner that people cheering for you, cheering your words, cheering your actions, it does not mean that you are right. That's why I say he's an idiot. Because people cheered him. He says he did what he said was right. He said what people are thinking. No. What he said wasn't right. And people cheering him doesn't make it right. It means he's wrong, and it means there are thousands of other people who are wrong just like him. And that's not out of the ordinary. That just means that those are people who think like he thinks, and that's the way they choose to think. And they're racist. These are not people who are desperate for a way of life, for more wages, for a job, who's out cheering racist comments, who's out talking about groups of people based on their religion. That's not what people do when they're looking for money for mortgage or for food or for health care. That's not how people react. This front runner said that people are cheering him, which means that that's what they think and that's what they want to hear, and that means he's right. Well, they cheered throughout this country, America, for lots of things that were wrong, that has been cheered by people in the millions. Slavery was cheered by millions of people. Slavery, when it was abolished by our government, people who were cheering this because they wanted to keep slaves, because they had slaves, fought and died because they had to give up slaves. It did not make what people wanted right because of how they felt about it. Where is the love in America? See, America has a problem with love. They love their car. They love their shoes. They love their yacht. They love their helicopters. They love their furniture. They love their home. But too many don't even love themselves. They marry in America and they do not love their spouses. They have children and they don't love their children. Their children don't love them. America has problems with love. And it just could be that America does not really know what love is. Because this front runner I'm talking about in the Republican Party, he says people love him, outsources jobs, and he says American workers love him. He says, and when he referred to people, he don't refer to people to say just, okay, to say, I would say, well, black people this, Hispanic people this. He says the blacks, or he says the Latinos, as if this is something that hangs in his closet, go get me the this, the that. He speaks of people as if they are not human beings, as if they are just a thing, an item. Well, you know, I hear no love when he speaks for no one other than himself. And that is not what love is. But, you know, I'm going to talk to you about what love is. But this thing that he said about people cheering him, he is so fascinated with himself that he can't help but talk about people cheering him and using that to say that's how he knows he's right, because people cheered him. Well, you know, I can remember 1998, I looked it up to get the exact date, and you can read this article yourself, things when they don't love other people. And you can look at their actions and tell they not only don't love the person they did that to, they don't love themselves. They don't love the people who may care about them. Because when we love people, we don't do things to hurt people. Now, that's a fact. You don't hurt people you love intentionally. You do not. Now, a person driving a vehicle may get in a car accident. Wasn't drinking or nothing, just something happened and there was an accident. And because of that accident, a loved one lost their life. That happens. That don't mean that person didn't love, that driver didn't love that passenger, but it was an accident. Yet in America today, when citizens talk about gun laws, the reasoning for not having gun laws, people will say things like, well, people get in cars and get killed every day, and you don't, and we don't stop making cars, or we don't... A car and a gun are used for different things. A gun has one cause, one purpose. People live in cars. People use cars for transportation. People use cars for their businesses. People use cars as hobbies, collections. People use guns to collect. Cars' purpose is to transport. You cannot compare the two. So when people use cars and guns to relate, to say this is the reason we don't need gun laws, these people don't love. Because anything that you love, you don't want to see harm come to it. And if something that you are, that you care about, because you don't love a gun, you care about having that gun. And if that gun is causing misery, innocent lives, prematurely, and there's a way for that not to happen, the love that you have in your heart will cause you to sit down and come up with a plan to not see your fellow man with premature deaths, to not see parents crying because their child has been killed needlessly. When we love, we act on that love. I'm not talking about love where you walk up to somebody and put your arms around their neck. Mm-mm. And I'm not talking about the kind of love where friendship, and you got a friend and you love that friend. Because let me tell you about, as I was saying about the article, I want you to read. Go to my Twitter timeline. I'm on Twitter at B Says Politics. And you go in my timeline, and you're going to see where I put a link in there today. And it's about murder, a lynching. And I do believe that the black man that was lynched thought that those white guys who gave him a ride cared about him, had a little love in their hearts for him. I believe he thought that, because I believe that's the reason that night he took a ride on the back of that truck. And they put a chain around his neck and drug him down a road until they severed his head from his body. So see, the love I'm talking about, it's not a love where you hug somebody. It's a love where you care about people. Care first about yourself. This black man I'm talking about, his name is Bird, James Bird Jr. I'm reading a little bit from an article by Carol Marie Cropper. It says, a black man was dragged to his death on Sunday from the back of a pickup truck in a rural section of Texas known for racist and Klan activity. And today, three white men were charged with the murder. The broken body of James Bird Jr., 49, was discovered on Sunday morning by residents of an area just outside the East Texas town of Jasper, population 8,000. As he walked home from his parents' house on Saturday night, Mr. Bird was apparently picked up by the men sometime after midnight and taken to the woods, where he was beaten, then chained to the truck and dragged for 2 miles. I remember that. And I remember the people who talked about it that lived in that area. And I remember a broken-hearted father, one of the white guys' father, a white man. That man knew love. His heart was broken. He apologized to the Byrd family, and he cried, and he said he did not know that he had raised such a person, but that he loved his son. But he did not know that person. We have got to find love in this country. And I'm not speaking of love where you hug somebody around the neck. No. You cannot bless others with prayer and go on your way and set up obstacles which will make that which you prayed for never to be a reality. People say they love. People say, God bless you. It means absolutely nothing coming out of the mouths of too many people. Love is a lifestyle. Loving only those who love you back is not the love of God. And that's not love. Christians, we are our brother's keepers. Not because it is a job we are paid to do by taxpayers, which God admonishes in Scripture. Render, therefore, unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. We are to pay taxes in this land. For with taxes we are able to be our brother's keepers. We build roads, we pay for our safety. Tax dollars give travel to and fro, can live and let live, can have first responders, can have military that looks out for us when we sleep. But what you hear today is nothing but has nothing to do with love. Every time politicians stand at in the Capitol and speak, and they finish with God bless America, it meant nothing. And a few days ago in San Bernardino, California, when 14 people died, their death was premature, untimely. Their lives were lost. Dozens of other people were injured. Families were torn apart. Community shaking in the knees. Law enforcement out seeking, searching for more bombs, for other things that could happen that they wasn't even sure would or would not happen. But they were doing it for the safety of the people in the community. That's the expressions of love that we need to see more of. And several Republicans, presidential candidates, tweeted out statements to families of these 14 murdered people. These Republican presidential candidates tweeted out statements saying they're praying for them. And so a newspaper wrote an article that said, let me see, I don't want to quite misquote that. I don't want to misquote that, but I don't have it quite handy. Okay, I'm going to try to remember how he said it. God ain't fixing this. Something like that. And, oh, people went crazy. And I'm like, what are they going crazy for? All the writer, the journalist wrote was, God ain't fixing this. And I know what he meant, or she meant. She meant the power is in the hands of the masses, of the people, to fix this killing and stuff that's going on in this country. God done already fixed it when he gave us the power, the knowledge, prayer, faith, and works to do whatever needs to be done to take care of this land. And that means take care of the people and the things. He's already gave us what we need. And that's what the writer was saying. God ain't fixing it. It's up to us. And with politicians, all they can say is, I'm praying for you. We don't pay politicians to pray for us. Now, grant you, anybody that say, I'm praying for you, you receive it. But when people say, I'm praying for you out of place, and then they kick you in the gut, you don't receive that. And so that was a firestorm because politicians, Republicans said, I'm praying for you. But those same, some of those same Republicans will not vote on a bill for stricter gun laws. And now they're saying things like guns wasn't an issue in these killings in San Bernardino, California. It was an issue. Those people were shot with guns, bullets. It was an issue. Two of the guns, the shooters, one of the shooters purchased. The other two guns, they got them from someone else who purchased them legal. That's what's wrong with our gun laws, that one person can go buy some guns for another person and they can transfer those guns in between each other and it's okay. It's wrong. That should not be. We can't transfer cars between one another without registering those cars in the owner's, the new owner's name. But you don't have to do that with guns. But you must do that with cars. We need stricter gun laws. And the Republicans refuse. But they, you can't beat Republicans talking about the love of God that they have. You cannot love God if you don't love your fellow man. God said it, not I. He says that's what God said. He don't say that. We have what it takes to prevent guns from getting into the hands of criminals and the hands of people suffering mental illnesses. Yet these same Republican politicians who are running for president tells the city of San Bernardino, California, we are praying for you. What is love? What is love? Tell me what love is. Because I don't think people know. It ain't a new pair of shoes. It ain't a new car. It's love for your fellow man. It is not the new pair of shoes, America. Come on. You can love one another without throwing your arm around and giving them a big, sloppy, wet kiss. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. That's what love is. That's 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Love beareth all things and believeth all things and hopeth all things and endureth all things. That's where we have to get to in this country. We have to stop saying we love and put that word, take it out of a noun and turn it into an action word. But it's just a noun. All these politicians spreading love when they say, I'm praying for you, yet they see nothing wrong with America's gun laws. They see nothing wrong with the nation's visa laws. It was under a visa law that the wife, one of those shooters, come into America under a visa law. when your country is unhealthy, visa should be put on hold, waived, moratorium. No more people coming in under visas to get jobs until Americans are secure in their jobs. Then, come on, then we open our arms again. But why would I, if I'm in a family of 10 people and only two people working, why would I bring 20 more people into my home and put that 20 to work and leave those 8 people in my home still unemployed? Why would I do that? I can't love that 20 more than I love that 8. That is not the way love works. You can seem to think that our nation can't prevent these killings of innocent people that's happening in our schools and our churches, our synagogues and shopping malls and college campuses and restaurants and workplaces and TV stations. People going off to work, people going off to school, going to see a good movie for pleasure, never to return home again. Children getting hold of their parents' guns because their parents are too irresponsible to even keep the guns locked away, and children killing their siblings and got to live the rest of their life with that, or killing themselves and their siblings got to live the rest of their life knowing that happened. And then those parents don't even have to give an account for being irresponsible with a weapon laying around in their homes. What is love? What is love? It's an action word, and it shows up in the things you do, and it shows up in the things you say. You can't bless others with a prayer and saying, I love this country, when the things that you do to the people in this country says you don't love them. Because if that's love, what would a person do to you that hates you? We love God. We are admonished to obey God. And when politicians or CEOs or clergy or anybody else say that they love God, they are not looking out for the least amongst us. That love that they have ain't about nothing. And if they don't know what love is, and they are a milk Christian, then they shouldn't be trying to preach love until you become a meat Christian. I'm a meat Christian. And I know words matter. And I know God's words is the words that mean the most. Come see me on Twitter at B Says Politics, or follow me right here at blogtalkradio.com/B1, because I'm going to teach you about love, I'm going to teach you about faith, I'm going to teach you about prayer, and I'm going to teach you about works. I know the road, the path that we got to be on, and those Republicans don't have one person who's interested in anything other than money to go in their own pockets.